Today, a coalition of civil liberties groups complained to a court that the Justice Department wants vast new powers to spy on American citizens. The ACLU and others gave their brief to a secret appellate court. The ACLU's challenge comes in the middle of a fierce fight about how the government can keep an eye on suspected spies and terrorists. The Justice Department says it needs these powers to thwart terrorist attacks. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has a most sensitive task, to decide whether to grant search warrants and wiretaps in espionage and terrorism cases. Because of that, the court has kept a wall of separation between intelligence cases and run-of-the-mill criminal cases. But according to Stuart Baker, a former general counsel of the National Security Agency, 9/11 changed all that. Suddenly, it was clear that intelligence and criminal matters could be one and the same.
When you're trying to catch a terrorist, most of the time you don't know and you don't care whether you're catching him to put him in jail or catching him to thwart his attack. And you shouldn't have to spend too much time worrying about which of those things you're doing.
And Baker says each hoop the investigators have to jump through could make the difference between catching terrorists before they strike or not. So last fall, the Justice Department asked Congress to lower the wall and let the two sides share information. This spring, the department went to the secret FISA court and said it wanted to use the FISA warrants for regular criminal investigations. The FISA court said no, but the Justice Department is appealing. It all sounds technical, but it's hugely important, says Ann Beeson at the ACLU. That's because the secret FISA warrants are easier to get than run-of-the-mill criminal search warrants. So, Beeson says, under the department's proposal, a prosecutor could simply call up an intelligence agent
and say, you know what, we don't have probable cause to believe that this person has committed a crime, so we can't get a criminal wiretap. But we want you to use the lower standards under the Foreign Intelligence Act to spy on this citizen anyway.
Nonsense, says David Criss, the Justice Department official who oversees these warrants. The government has to show it believes the targets are a plausible threat to national security. The notion that the government would use those warrants to conduct unconstitutional searches is ridiculous.
You can't use FISA to prosecute Bonnie and Clyde for bank robbery. You can't use FISA against John Gotti for drug dealing. You can't even use FISA against Timothy McVeigh for domestic terrorism. All that kind of law enforcement is not a foreign intelligence purpose under FISA.
But the Justice Department has misled the FISA court before about how it was using the warrants, more than 70 times in the past few years. That's one reason the FISA court would not loosen the rules as the Justice Department wanted. And George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says lawmakers, too, have their suspicions. Turley says when Congress wrote the USA Patriot Act last fall, the Justice Department asked for permission to use secret search warrants primarily for criminal terrorism investigations, and Congress balked at that.
What Congress found out recently was that after the Justice Department agreed to that compromise, they went into the secret court and informed the court that in the future they intended to use the court for primarily a law enforcement purpose.
Now senators like Patrick Leahy, the head of the Judiciary Committee, say the Justice Department is subverting the will of Congress. But David Criss at Justice, as well as other legal scholars, say Congress knew precisely what it was doing.
This is exactly what Congress actually enacted in the Patriot Act. And we're relying both on the plain language of the provisions that were enacted and on statements made by members of Congress explaining what these provisions actually mean.
There's an interesting twist to this story. Unlike other court cases, only the Justice Department is allowed to make its case before the secret court because the information underlying the case is classified. So if the department wins before the appellate court, no one has standing to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court, at least for now. That means there would be a major change in the way the government conducts searches, and the Supreme Court could not review it, at least for several years. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.